Vikings.
Yeah, they beat them by about a billion.
Yeah, I mean, without the Vikings, the Vikings could be the worst team in the league when they don't have Bridgewater. Ponder's fraud husband is just like a fraud, like she is. So I don't put any stock in that. I mean, fucking anyone can beat the Ponders. I hate the Ponders. I'm betting.
Let's just go on this rant for a second here. There's no one worse right now than Samantha Ponder. She is the absolute worst. She, if you follow, I hate follow her on Twitter, so I can't even stand her. Like, she makes, every time she tweets, I want to puke all over my computer. Every second that she can tell you that she has a kid and that she's a working mother, she will tell you that she has a kid and she's a working mother. She's fucking bringing her kid to the Grove.
I know for a fact that every day at ESPN, all the suits and all the lawyers, they have their annual, or not annual, their daily 9:15 coffee meeting on how can we fire Sam Ponder without being sued for like discrimination. 'Cause she's the worst. No person who watches game day wants to see a picture of her and her ugly kid. Nobody cares, Sam Ponder. We want to see you sex it up and be slutty and not see, be some prude fucking jerk who everybody hates and who's married to the worst quarterback who wears the ring and God first and this and that. Shut up. That's not what you're there for. And ESPN just can't find out how to fire you. Because they hate you. Because everyone who watches you hates you. Because all you do is talk about your little rat kid that nobody wants to hear about.
You little rat kid. I show me one person who likes Sam Ponder. I don't even think Christian Ponder likes Sam Ponder.
He's the most despised person in the world.
And it's under the radar too, because it's classic 2014. She's a mother, she's a working mother. That tweet she sent out a while ago, like she's, you know, standing up for everyone. So everyone hates her, but no one will say it out loud.
And it's like, go be a mother off camera, not a game day. Well, you might as well have like someone in a burqa there, like who doesn't like watch football and is very religious, and like all you can see is their eyes, like interviewing these crazy kids in the crowd. Why is she there? Get her out.
There is nothing worse in the world than people who think that we give a fuck about your kid. I
I
don't
hate
give
that
a
kid.
shit about any kid ever. Like, I'm getting to the age, you're already at the age where some of our friends are having kids. I went to a party a few months ago. Someone brought their fucking kid and threw it in everyone's face. I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't care about your kid. Get your kid out of here, Sam Ponder. Get it out.
We had this became a thing, and I instituted it when we moved into this new place. We had a roof deck party, and there were no kids allowed. I don't want to hang out with your fucking kid. Is your kid gonna make me laugh? No. Is he gonna tell me anything interesting? No. When your kid gets up to bat in his first Little League game, I'll go fucking watch, all right? And I'll root for him. Until then, get him the fuck out of there. And Sam Ponder, you fucking slut. I don't want you at these games being super prude and talking about God and religion and how your kid is like so awesome and breastfeeding when I'm watching game day. I don't want that.
End of rant. I'd take the Packers -3. We're not even on the Vikings game.
I like the Packers just because Miami stinks.
We have Lions Vikings. Lions minus.